Our first reading is from the letter of James, chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. These are some of the last words the author of James shares with his letter readers. These are words of encouragement to ask for what is needed, leaning into communal support. How might God be calling us to this kind of interdependence this day? James 5, 13 through 16. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing in songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who is committed to sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from Luke 5, 15 and 16. Reminds us that Jesus, too, needed to pause in the busyness of his ministry to pray, discerning and asking God for what he and his community needed. But now, more than ever, the word about Jesus spread abroad. Many crowds were gathering to hear him and to be cured of their disease. Meanwhile, he would slip away to deserted places and pray. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let's sing together our song of prayer as we prepare to hear and reflect on the word.
You know.
Let us pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each one of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing unto you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The image above on the screen was over the kitchen sink in my Grandma Weber's home, along with a plaque that was titled, My Kitchen Prayer. Is this a familiar image to you? Okay, some of you are saying yes. It's comforting to me, I think, because the man, of course, is praying. He has a Bible on the table and a very simple meal. And he's wearing a plaid flannel shirt, something that my dad would often wear in the winter. Coming from a farm family for whom faith was very important, this image just really resonates, and it relates to our focus this morning. The next phrase of the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. Now, once again, this phrase uses plural pronouns, meaning the request is communal in nature. And the ask is not just about physical bread, but about spiritual bread as well. Furthermore, depending on our state of need, the prayer will mean something different to each one of us and our families. As we focus on prayers of petition this morning, the emphasis is on praying for others. We are petitioning God on behalf of those in need. And these prayers are a sign of interdependence as human beings and as children of God. Now, the Lord's Prayer, as I have said before, is rooted in the Jewish tradition and could, in fact, be said by any Jew. Jesus isn't named in this prayer because he is the one saying the prayer and teaching his followers to say it. The prayer is not explicitly Christian. It is a prayer lifted to Yahweh God, Abba, Father. Christ's name is nowhere in the prayer. But the Lord's Prayer is said primarily by Christians, weekly in worship as we do, individually at home or wherever you might be, and often we say it with the sick at bedsides and, of course, at funerals. It is a prayer that many people say daily, and that is the word that we'll look at first, daily. The word translated as daily comes from a Greek word found nowhere else in the Greek language up to this point in time. The Greek word is epiousion, and you have to look at the breakdown of this word to begin to parse out what it might mean. Reverend Adam Hamilton, in his book, The Lord's Prayer, writes the following, and it's going to be up on the screen, so hopefully this will sink in a little bit. Epi means on, in, upon, or to. Ousios means essence, being, or substance. So epiousion would seem to mean that which is needed for us to be, or that which is essential. Therefore, our daily bread might be better translated as the bread that is essential, the bread that is needed for us to be. If one finds oneself living in poverty and as a result is hungry, then this prayer most likely will be for actual bread, physical bread that one can eat, food that is necessary for oneself and one's family to survive. And we know that there are people around the world who are in need of food. If you participated in Feed My Starving Children a couple months ago, that event, we heard some of those statistics about people around the world. But the need is here too in our own country and community. We know this because we support Together We Cope with food donations. We fed the homeless through the night ministry a couple of weeks ago, and of course, we supply a micro pantry right outside our doors, which is used regularly. But perhaps some statistics about hunger might help us a little bit. These come from the Department of Agriculture. In 2024, so very recently, 13.7% of U.S. households were food insecure, meaning that times during the year, these households did not have the resources needed to feed themselves enough food or healthy food. In that same year, 9.3% of households which had children, the adults were food insecure, meaning they were making sure their children had enough food, but the adults did not. While 9.1% of households with children, both children and adults, were food insecure. Right now, in 2026, I think that those statistics most likely have gone up. Those percentages have gone up due to the rise in food costs that we are all experiencing. Now, even though we ourselves may not need to ask God to give us daily bread, physical daily bread, when we say this prayer and lift up this phrase, we are reminded that there are people who are hungry, both near and far, and that we who have more are called to give to those who have less. This is a commandment directly from Scripture. In Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 10, God tells the Israelites, "Give generously to the needy persons. Don't resent giving to them, because it is the very thing that will lead to the Lord your God's blessing you in all you do and work at." There are other scriptures in our Old Testament that are in alignment with this call as well. Proverbs 22:9 notes, "Those who are generous are blessed, for they share their bread with the poor." And in Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 and 7, God tells the Israelites about the kind of fasting he seeks from them during the days of their special religious observances. "Isn't this the fast I choose, sharing your bread with the hungry?" In the New Testament, Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 25 that when we feed those who are hungry, we are also feeding him. In the account of the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus makes sure that the crowd who was hungry had something to eat by multiplying the fishes and the loaves. And in 2 Corinthians, when Paul asks for a special offering for those in Jerusalem who are suffering, he says, "At the present moment, your surplus can fill their deficit, so that in the future, their surplus can fill your deficit. In this way, there is equality." There is no question that we are called to help those who are physically hungry. In praying, "Give us this day our daily bread," we are acknowledging that even if we aren't hungry physically, others are, and we can help. We rely on one another. We are interdependent as the body of Christ. It's not just physical bread for which we pray, however. We need spiritual bread as well. Jesus says in John chapter 6, verse 35, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Jesus speaks to the spiritual needs we have that go beyond the physical. Yes, we need food, we need water, we need air, but we would walk around in a fog if we were not being fed spiritually as well. This happens through practicing the spiritual disciplines like prayer, like worship, and serving one another. It happens when we do individual and group study, whether that's studying scripture together or other spiritual writings. Being fed spiritually also happens when we partake of the sacrament of Holy Communion, which we will do today. When Jesus said that he was the bread of life, that which is essential, he was also speaking about what would become our sacrament. When he said this to his disciples, he meant that whenever they broke bread together, he would be present. That is true when we come to this table, the communion table, but it also happens any time that we break bread together, when we eat together. God is present. We're fed spiritually every time we have fellowship together with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Eating together is sacramental, as the prayer that my Grandpa Weber and my dad shared. It says it so beautifully. "Dear Lord, We thank you for this food for our bodies and for your love and constant presence, which is food for our souls. And as we gather about this table, we pray that you will make this meal a sacrament of love. Amen. Fellowship over food is a way we are fed both physically and spiritually. Now, in the verses from James this morning, the author encourages praying for one another so that all may experience healing and wholeness. He speaks to various situations in which one may find oneself and how to respond. But I think the verse that most connects to what we call prayers of petition or prayers of concern is, "The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed." In other words, prayer makes a difference. Prayers of petition matter. Now, this sermon is not on healing, but I do want to emphasize that healing and curing are not the same thing. One can experience healing without being cured of whatever ailment you may be experiencing. Furthermore, individual sin does not mean that one will be punished with an illness. People get sick, doesn't matter who you are or what you have done in your life. We know that from our personal experience. In addition, praying doesn't always result in what we need. Healing may look very different from what we want. Kathleen Norris writes, "Prayer is not asking for what you think you want, but asking to be changed in ways you can't imagine. To be made more grateful, more able to see the good in what you have been given instead of always grieving for what might have been. People who are in the habit of praying, and they include the mystics of the Christian tradition, know that when a prayer is answered, it is never in a way that you expected." When we pray for others, when we pray for healing, lifting those prayers brings an awareness to us and to others that someone is suffering and needs our support. Our prayers may lead us to an action that we had not planned, because stating the petition changes our priorities or focus. Sometimes we know the people and places for which we are praying. Sometimes we do not. And sometimes these prayers are for ourselves. But just as we ask God to provide for us that which is essential, and just as we are called to help those who have less, we dive deeper when we begin to name those who are in need, very specifically, whether that is a physical or a spiritual need. Give us this day our daily bread. It's not just about food, and it's not just about us individually. This line of our prayer goes beyond the physical to the spiritual, and it goes beyond us to include everyone. We pray it in the plural. Give us this day our daily bread. We pray for God to use those of us who have more to help those who have less, because we are tools and vessels that God works through to answer this prayer for those who are hungry. May our prayers of petition, which we'll do in a little bit, for both physical and spiritual food, remind us of our need for one another. Our interdependence is evidence in our living out what it means to be the body of Christ. God desires all of us to have that which is essential to survive and has provided us with all that we need in this creation. So may we be mindful of this as we pray the Lord's Prayer this week and every day. Thanks be to God.